back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're just so lucky to have such great guests on. If you didn't catch it, the segment before, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Wow. You talk about some very interesting times in which we live. In fact, speaking of interesting times, Dr. Michael Lake is here. He's the author. Here, check this out. Hang on a second. For those watching on YouTube, hang on. For those listening on the radio, you're going to have to just pretend you know what I'm doing. All right. There. Okay. See, I had to reach over and Dr. Michael Lake's got two fantastic books. All right. The Shinar Directive. Boy, is this a good book. This never leaves the office or studio. Eric, to the text over there, going, I had to wrestle this away from him earlier. And then, of course, this book right here, the latest from Dr. Lake, The Sharith Imperative. These two books are incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible books. The Gates of Hell Shall Not Prevail. I'm just going to leave it at that in terms of the Sharith Imperative. We're going to be talking with Dr. Michael Lake here just momentarily. I just want to send a message out there to business owners. Well, I shouldn't say business owners. If you manage a business, if you own a business, you certainly manage it. And if you own one, you certainly have, if you've got employees, you certainly manage employees. But anyone out there in human resources, you know, one of the challenges that we face is managing the records with respect to human resources. I got a special message for you. I got a great website for you to go to. Go to right now, bamboohr.com. That's bamboohr.com. You know, if you're responsible for the human resources records or personnel records, as I like to call them, in the paperwork for your company, chances are you're feeling pretty overwhelmed, especially as we get close to tax time. And the more employees you have, the more overwhelmed you may feel. Well, the daily grind of resolving payroll issues, answering questions, putting out fires, chasing down data, filing and all that is made so much easier by BambooHR.com. What is that? Well, it's the number one HR management software for small to medium-sized businesses. It's one simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee and automating countless tasks in human resources. Ladies, guys, you know the tasks I'm talking about. And, you know, this is great because it's accessible via the cloud from any location at any time. Do you have confidential salary history? Histories filed, for example, in paper files in your office? No more. Bamboo HR will secure the data and keep accurate records for you. This is so simple and so delightful to use. If I can use it, look, you don't even need any instructions. We use here at Hagman Hagman Studios for human resources or personnel Bamboo HR. We are satisfied clients of BambooHR.com. Now we have a limited time offer for you. Jump on board. Come on in. The water is fine. Right now, you can try Bamboo HR for free for 14 days. You can kick the tires. You can check under the hood. Take it for a spin. Just visit BambooHR.com. Click on the mic. Enter our code HH to get a free 2-week or free 14-day trial. Try it and you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. Human Resources, HR Paperwork Solutions Made Easy. That's BambooHR.com. Enter our code HH. You'll certainly be glad you did. You'll be thanking me later. Again, with us is Dr. Michael Lake. Dr. Lake, thanks for joining us. It's been a while, but I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're on with us.
It's good to be back on. It seems like it's been forever. There has so much happened.
Yeah.
In the United States since the last time we spoke.
Yeah, I'd say a few things happened. There was a presidential election. We had a change of leadership, among other things. We've had some good things, some bad things. But you were pretty prophetic. I use that term deliberately. Well, prophetic? Yeah, I guess that's the proper term. When you were on our show last year, and you said God, but essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, that God was going to give us a reprieve or grant us more time, you were right. Apparently, ostensibly.
Well, I want to show you how God uses your show and so many others like this, because we even go back a year before that. and I think it was November of 2015. We were sharing about some things, and I said, here's some things that we need to do. We need to ask that God would forgive the sins of the Luciferian elite, that he would forgive the sins of those in politics, because the kingdom of darkness operates on the power of sin. And then ask God to reveal, let everything hidden be revealed. And my goodness, has it not been revealed in an unprecedented way this last year? And because God's people begin to pray, they begin to respond, God began to show my wife and confirm through me, because I was seeing the same thing that, you know, time is linear, but what we kept seeing is there's been an added loop of time that God is adding to the timeline, if you will, because we have sought him, because we have awakened out of this techno-sorcery slumber that Mystery Babylon has placed on us, and we begin fighting back against globalism and returning back to the Word of God. Now, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, you know, how long is this loop going to be? Doug, that's up to us. You know, people want me to say, you know, 2 decades, 3 decades, 3 years. But it really, if we go back and go back to sleep and do not be the watchman on the wall that we're supposed to be and pray and stand up and declare righteousness, if we go back to sleep, this could end tomorrow. But if we will rise up and begin to do the things that God has called us to do, this could last for several decades.
Wow. To think that. So, okay. Well, allow me to ask this, because we see the media just ripping apart Trump, the media saying that he's unfit to run the country. We see riots breaking out, the insanity of the progressive liberal mindset in these anti-fascist groups, Antifa, or Antifa, and other groups, the Soros groups, funded groups. They're just poking at the system with a big stick. You don't see anything like that igniting perhaps like a civil war, despite the appearance of a reprieve?
I think that they're trying to push us that way, but if we keep praying and we keep pressing in, I think God can put a lot of this to rest. You know, and most of this is the demonstrations are not organic. You and I both know this.
Right.
That they're being paid for by George Soros and many other groups. And so if we'll keep praying, what I think we're going to see is that everything that they try to do is going to fall back on themselves. It's going to trip up and fall right back on them. Regular news media is losing all credibility. And you see a lot of what's going on right now in the political arena. When the politicians get up to speak, they're not even making sense anymore. And so I think it's really going to help. I think that the prayer is making a big difference.
I'm glad you said that. I believe that too. I apologize. I just had to say something with the tech off air. I think you're right. And I think we have been given this reprieve. But you know what, Pastor? You know what, Dr. Lake? I've heard from a lot of Christians who, and I'm interested in how you would handle this. What kind of response you'd have on this. This is one of the questions I made sure I wanted to ask you, because we are getting absolutely torn up through emails from evangelical Christians who say, you know, you, meaning us, you are putting too much stock in, and I want to be accurate here, but kind of paraphrase this accurately. You're putting too much stock in the man, Donald Trump. We are under judgment. Donald Trump is part of that judgment. And accusatory type emails against us. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you, but are you getting... Well, let me ask. Does that make sense to you?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to shift gears when you've been, you know, beating one bandwagon long enough. And if it had not been for the level of repentance in the body of Christ, we would be heading for judgment of God. But because God's people have begun to cry out, and begin to seek his face. And I really believe with this election, and I made this statement here a couple of weeks ago to another one that was interviewing me, and he almost took it the wrong way, but I think there were unprecedented numbers of Christians in America praying. Okay. But what I get around the world is that there were almost more Christians praying outside the United States than inside, because we all sensed that if the Democratic Party had won, that world globalism, the trap would have been sprung. And what God is doing right now, and I believe this with all my heart because I've sought him on this, he's telling me that one last time, he's going to put their face in the dirt. He's going to put his foot on the back of their neck and say, before I allow your man to rise on the scene, I want you to know that I am Almighty God and you are not. And I really believe that. Is there judgment coming? Yes, there is going to be judgment coming, but not before God gets his harvest and there is a revival. We need to have this. The body is not ready for the return of Messiah, and we have got to have the revival fire for us to be ready for him to come back, and that is what this reprieve is about.
All right. And there it is, folks. So those people who have written me emails, I think that summarizes. I'm just going to let Dr. Lake speak for me. I mean, there it is. That summarizes it. But it's up to us now to make hay while the sun shines, to take advantage of this reprieve, this respite, and we cannot let up. We have to pray as hard as before, harder than ever before, with more fervor. And we've got to pick up the mantle. And this is something I believe that we've got to do as well. We've got to fight now that we've got allies on our side. And I apologize for taking the time. Your time away from you, but it's my belief, Dr. Lake, is if we don't, as Christian men, reclaim the leadership position in this country, I was going to echo Jeremiah Wright, but we, you know, shame on us, I guess is the least offensive way of saying it. We need, as Christian men, as men and as Christians and as Christian men and as conservative Christians, we need to pick up the fight and continue fighting, right?
Absolutely. You know, the elite have worked for well over a century to develop a system that puts us all to sleep. They have worked on reducing our theological seminaries to where they're not even giving meat anymore. They're training them to provide cotton candy and M&Ms every time that we have service, and people do not want the meat of the word. They've not been trained that way. And so we've got this, we got a big thing to turn around. And I've been trying to turn that bus around by training aspirants of the gospel ministry now for over 30 years. But what I'm seeing is the pew is beginning to wake up. And I think the pew is going to begin demanding, you teach me how to do spiritual warfare. You teach me how to have authority in my home. You teach me the depth of the Word of God, and if you don't do it, I'll go find someone who will.
Right.
And so there's going to be a drastic change, I think, in the entire landscape of the church. And I'm already hearing from pastors. I had one pastor that was so tickled. He said, our format is I only get to preach a half hour. And he said, there's such a hunger in my congregation that they've asked me to preach an hour or more at a time. Unprecedented. And he was excited. And I think we're going to start seeing that more and more across the body.
Good. That's fantastic. And I do hope that. It saddens me, Dr. Lake, or at least it, me as, in my capacity as a Christian, when I get emails saying that, and maybe I'm too responsive, or I shouldn't be responsive to this, but people who tell me, you know, as a Christian, we are to be harmless as doves. Okay? And they use that as an excuse, essentially to roll over and to take whatever is given to us by the state. I'm not sure if I'm kind of wandering in the weeds here, and I don't mean to if I am. But I look at this and I'm thinking Christianity is not passive, right?
It never has been until the last century or so, where they have trained us to be.
Okay.
I remember one particular story. At the founding of our nation, they had run out of the wadding to use in their muskets as they were firing, and they ran into the church, and their hymnals was kind of their way they learned doctrine. And so the pastor starts handing out hymnals and says, "Let's teach them right doctrine," and it was at the end of a muzzle. And you know, the truth is, if righteous men do not stand up and have a voice, by default, we give the world over to darkness.
Right.
And true.
Yeah. I mean, Lucifer is right in the absence of Christian, or in the absence of any power. There cannot be a power vacuum. It's either going to be filled with good or bad, or right?
Exactly.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'll stop.
No, that's right. Nature abhors the vacuum, and in the spirit realm, there is no vacuum. It's either the presence of God and things being established by God, but when we quit taking our authority, we quit preaching the gospel, calling men to repentance, you might as well just go ahead and invite darkness to fill the land, because that's what we're doing by our inaction.
Exactly. And Dr. Lake, I'm going to, by the way, folks, we're talking with, in case you're joining us late, we're talking with Dr. Michael Lake, his website, Kingdom Intelligence Briefing. Go to kingdomintelligencebriefing.com, bookmark that. It's in the program description. Biblical Life TV, it's on YouTube via Biblical Life and Biblical Life College and Seminary, and that's biblical-life.com. And fantastic resources there. And of course, his two books, The Shinar Directive and The Sharith Imperative, required reading as far as I'm concerned for the audience of the Hagman household. These two books are collegiate level, doctorate level resources. This is for today's Christian. Fantastic material. So having said that, and I want to point this out. You had been very prophetic in your talks, in your information, last year and even the year before, kind of laying out where you thought things were going to go if we prayed. So if you want to capitalize more on that, you go right ahead, because I think you were ahead of your time. And when you reminded me of that, it just brought back the floodgates of memories from our previous interviews.
Well, you know, I think God revealed to my wife and I both the direction that we knew that things were headed. But what I don't want to underscore, and this is essential for all your listeners, the power of alternate media with like the Hagman and Hagman show, and I went on a lot of other shows. It was a call to spiritual arms for the body of Christ, and it provided hope. I believe very strongly that there is hope until the Lord comes back. You know, and people fight about when exactly the rapture is going to be. My head's going to be down, and I'm going to be working in the kingdom until that last trump sounds. And I think that is the call for all of us, that I'm going to be standing in my authority. I'm going to be proclaiming the gospel of Christ. I'm going to be declaring what is righteous and what is sin, and constantly pointing back to the kingdom of God and the word of God. And what I believe is that God has used you guys and so many others to help wake people up and stir them to prayer. You know, the word of God says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear and I will heal their land. It didn't say that all the politicians had to do it. It didn't say all those in government had to do it. If we do our part, God will do his.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. You said that. Interesting. You said it didn't say all the politicians have to do that, but the people do.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing consternation in a lot of the left side that their rhetoric isn't working anymore. And the mass media, their mind control techniques are not working anymore. And it's because God's waking us up. And, you and I that are older, it's our duty before God to train up this next generation in everything that we know, so that if the Lord tarries, they can stand on our shoulders and take it to the next level.
That's right. Amen. No, you're absolutely right. The landscape out there right now. We've got about we have a good 5 minutes before the bottom of the hour. What are your thoughts right now on the landscape, the political landscape, as it relates to what you've written about and what you've spoken about prior? I mean, in kind of a nutshell, just to set the basis for the rest of the interview, what's your thoughts of how far we've come? Time clock.
We were pretty close to the midnight hour in many ways, striking as far as going into a one world government.
Yeah.
They had lulled the body of Christ to sleep. They have a generation, our educational centers, secular ones, are no longer about education. They're about indoctrination. They have moved us from a thinking people to a feeling people, because if we're moved by our emotions, we're easily manipulated. But someone who has been trained to think analytically will sit back and pray and look at all the facts, and they won't allow emotion to move them. They allow the facts and the presence of God to move them. And so I think we're going to be required that. I also see that right now they're pulling out every stop. They're going in panic mode, because this isn't just happening in America. It's beginning to happen around the world, that people are rejecting globalism, because their version of globalism is just what I outlined in the Shiner Directive. It is Plato's Republic. But we need to remember that Plato's Republic, there were two modern visions of it. One was Huxley's The New World Order, or The Brave New World, and Orwell's 1984 were both their visions of a possible implementation of Plato's Republic. They want to reduce us to no more than drones operating in the world under the foot of the military that keep us into place, while they live and reign as kings on the earth.
Exactly. How exquisitely detailed is that? And thank you for that synopsis. Because this world, if you think back to, we'll say, the fall of last year, we were rushing headlong. And the last time you were on the air, we were rushing headlong into a super global one world order. Now, that's not to say it's not going to happen, of course. You know, we know that the bumps along the road, but boy, I'll tell you something, we dodged a huge bullet, it would appear, this past election, this past November, and that really put a wrench in the plans of the globalists. But they're not stopping, obviously.
No, they're not. They're going to readjust, and they still have a lot of triggers they can trip. They can cause the derivatives markets to go down. They can crash economies. They can do a lot of things besides having their person in the White House. You know, by sharing the Shiner Directive too, and this is a quote from Dune, that they always have plans within plans within plans within plans.
Yeah.
But the only thing that can trip that up is a sovereign move of Almighty God. And see, I'm not trusting in Trump. I think God can use Trump, and I think one of the reasons that he can do it is he is a nationalist versus a globalist. But I think what will keep him moving in the right direction is the prayer of God's people.
That, to me, is perhaps the most important aspect. If no one else takes anything away from tonight, and I can't believe that would be the case, but we need to pray for our leadership. We need to pray for Donald Trump, and we need to pray for our... Dr. Lake, would it be wrong to say pray for our country? I mean, we pray for the fate of our country, right? It's okay.
We're praying for the fate of our country. We need to pray for every cabinet member he's putting in.
Right.
I was delighted today to see that Jeff Sessions got the Attorney General position. And, guys, we need to lift him up in prayer. I think that God may end up tearing this whole thing down by just revealing the pedophilia rings that are across the nation. One of the things that we learned is the Brotherhood of Darkness. The two things they use to primarily fund their operations is illicit drugs and child trafficking.
Man, you hit the nail on the head. When we come back from this break, I do want to share with you or ask you about, we don't have to get too deep into this, but the information, the revelations that are coming out day by day by day, and I think there's going to be a lot more with Sessions being confirmed today. I do believe that's going to set off a chain of events. And I was talking with Alex Jones this past Monday that, we've seen, I do believe that we're going to see a series of events that's going to blast things wide open. Now, it might not get to the Hillary Clinton level, but it's going to get pretty doggone close, I believe. And, so after the break, we're going to talk about that as well as, more from the Shinar Directive, more from the Sharif Imperative, and, some very specific aspects from both works. Talking to Dr. Michael Lake, his website, KingdomIntelligenceBriefing.com. That's KingdomIntelligenceBriefing.com. Bookmark that website. Dr. Michael Lake's our guest, folks. Give us 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free.
Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
care whether you're listening to this on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening to this on the Global Star Radio Network, or if you're watching this live on YouTube. If you haven't done so already, please, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. That gives us a hedge of protection, a hedge of elevation, but protection. With elevation comes protection. And we are being, look, folks, there's no secret. We are being censored through many different ways. And I know you might think that sounds trite and say, well, you know, no, you're not. Well, as a Christian biased radio broadcast, we are. And that's one thing, even to the point where you have to watch title and tags on videos because they will censor you. And of course, if you're a Christian show, they will censor you even more. And so please bookmark, or not only bookmark our website, but also subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, and that same goes with every guest that we have on. If they have a YouTube channel, Dr. Michael Lake, for example, subscribe to whatever YouTube channel he's got. For example, he's got a couple of them here, and I mentioned them to you. In fact, they're in the program description. But tremendous resources. He's got Biblical Life and biblical-life.com. So, but the YouTube channel is Biblical Life. Subscribe to that. Also bookmark his website, Kingdom Intelligence Briefing. Before we get back to Dr. Michael Lake, tradingpostinthewoods.com. Folks, another site to bookmark, tradingpostinthewoods.com. I've always wanted to have homeopathic style supplies available to me. You notice how I stalled there? Because sometimes you got to be, you know, I'm a little gun shy at what you can and can't say when you talk about homeopathy or homeopathic remedies. But think back when your grandparents were alive, or think back at way back when there were no pharmacies, there were no CVSs, there were no, you had to rely on home remedies. And I'll tell you, some of the home remedies are much more effective than today's drugs, the pharmakia, of course. TradingPostsInTheWoods.com, they are our go-to company for all things off-the-grid type of supplies. They're an American family-owned and operated company formed from their skills and knowledge that they gained by responding to over 18 major and countless minor disasters all across the world. And what they learned was most disaster victims don't even have enough food and water to survive, let alone the medicinals needed to save your life. Well, they created something. It's called the Simple Survival's American Heritage Remedies Kit and other natural alternatives to provide for a host of maladies when there's no doctor or pharmacy for miles around, or in the event of supply disruptions. I would not do this company justice. I ask that you go to TradingPostsInTheWoods.com. Check out what they've got. We have their supplies in our pantry. In fact, we use some of their natural products. I'll just leave it at that, and find that they work a lot better than anything else we've tried. That's TradingPostsInTheWoods.com. TradingPostsInTheWoods.com. You're not going to want to miss that. Bookmark that site. Visit that site, and make sure you tell them you heard about them on Hagman and the Hagman Report. Dr. Michael Lake, thanks for holding on. Revelations every day.
Absolutely. And you have to pray to keep up.
Yeah.
There's so much unfolding, not only prophetically, but about, you know, preparing for the coming of the Lord. But now I think we're having to really pray just to readjust, because we were heading into judgment so quickly. I mean, that the door was just about to close on it, Doug. And God's people began to do what the Word of God commanded it for us to do. And now we're beginning to see a change. But it's now going to require us to really roll up our sleeves and go to work. It's more important every day what I do. It's more important every day what you do, what other pastors are doing, probably than previous generations, the last several generations. Because we're going to have to prepare the body for the returning of the Lord.
We are. That's a heck of a responsibility, in my view. And I take that with, I look upon that with sobriety and with very, I mean, that's a very heavy, that weighs on my heart a lot. And the message that we have to, we're just the messengers here, you know, but there's a lot here. There's a lot we have to pay attention to. And by the way, folks, the Sharith Imperative is really a tactical, is really the tactical manual for God's remnant in the last days. It's a companion to the Shinar Directive, but it stands alone by itself, the tactical manual for God's remnant in the last days. We have, you've provided blueprints in both books of what we need to do and the blueprints about what's taking place. Feel free to move forward with, advance the discussion and tell us, or to take this where you want to take this right now, because there's so many places we can go.
Well, what I've been trying to do with both these books, and one builds on the other, and I'm currently working on another one called The Kingdom Paradigm, because we have been put to sleep for so long, and the Word of God has been watered down for so long, that there's going to have to be a major paradigm shift. We're going to have to discover what past men and women of God had learned, in Spurgeon's time and Andrew Murray's time. I look at those and I find meat in what they write. And we're actually supposed to be more advanced than, or even Pember with understanding Genesis 6. We should be more advanced than them, but somehow or another we got taken from first year of college and we're back playing in kindergarten again. And so one of the things I did in the first book was saying, okay, here is a overview of the Nimrodian plan that was put into place that the elite have been working on now for millennia. And then the second one is, besides being in ministry, I'm ex-military. And so one of the things that I did learn in military is that whenever you come against another force, you have to disrupt their communication lines and you have to disrupt their supply lines. If you do not do that, you have no hope of crippling the advance of the enemy. But because we have been disenfranchised from so much of the word, the average believer today does not even know what empowers the kingdom of darkness. If you don't know what their supply line is, you have absolutely no hope of impeding their progress whatsoever.
What is their supply line?
Well, we have to go back at the fall of Lucifer. Now, when Lucifer fell, he used the five I wills, and I postulate in the first book, he tried to create the pseudo-grace to facilitate his ascension, but what it did is it corrupted his anointing and made it into something else. The Bible says that when he fell, that iniquity was found or discovered in him, and the Hebrew word there is aval, almost sounds like evil. And it literally means that now within his nature there is this anointing, that there is violent deeds of injustice against anything that has to do with God's leadership, God's ways, or God's rule. But you also have to think this thing out a little bit. Now, Almighty God, when he created the Hashemayim and the Haaretz, the heavens and the earth, it didn't expend any of his energy. His energy is an endless ocean of power. He is all powerful. It didn't take one drop of God's energy to create everything. But Lucifer's not that way. He's a created being. In fact, the prophets tell us that Almighty God set a fire on the inside of him to begin devouring him from the inside out. And now he's created this iniquity force that's going to empower this kingdom of darkness that he's now establishing. In fact, one of the things I put forth in my new book is I like to kick over a lot of sacred cows. First of all, it wasn't Lucifer in the garden. The Nechesh was a seraph. Lucifer is a cherub. They have very different roles to play in what they were created to do. One guards the holiness of God. The other one proclaims the holiness of God. So the Nechesh in the garden lured Adam and Eve into partaking of the forbidden fruit. They were infected with the iniquity force, but because they were made of earth, everything they receive gets multiplied in them and can be drawn as a harvest. So literally, Lucifer needed humanity to power his kingdom, and the more that we allow sin to go rampant, the more power and energy we provide the kingdom of darkness to plunge this world into chaos. Okay. That's why the preaching of the gospel and the call of repentance always causes darkness to wane within a society. But when the gospel and the ways of God are suppressed, then the iniquity force is in ascension, begins to rise within the population. And Doug, you and I both know that there's a very thin veneer between absolute savagery and chaos and civilization.
Very thin. Yes.
Very, very thin. And it's maintained by the righteous.
True.
And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please continue.
And this is so connected. And as I begin to dig this thing out, the elite have always known about this concept of the iniquity force. They know it's what empowers the kingdom. In fact, I want to read a quote from Manly P. Hall, which has been hailed as probably the greatest philosopher Freemasonry has ever produced. Listen to this. And so tonight, guys, if you're a Freemason and you're a Christian, that should be an oxymoron, but let's this go on. I want you to understand the goal of Freemasonry in your life. He says, when the Mason learns the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft or the very purpose of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands, and before he may step onward and upward, he must prove his ability to properly apply energy. So the whole purpose of Freemasonry is to tap you into that iniquity force, and those that go on beyond 33rd degree are those that prove that they can manipulate that force to alter reality.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's add on that Albert Pike and Morals and Dogma. Okay. Because this is going to tie in, because the personification of this iniquity force is a little guy we call the Antichrist, okay? Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma said, there is in nature one most potent force by means whereof a single man who could possess himself of it or should know how to direct it could revolutionize and change the face of the world. This force is known to the ancients. It is a universal agent whose supreme law is equilibrium, and whereby if science, CERN, D-Wave computer, all these different things going on, could but learn how to control it, it will be possible to change the order of the seasons, to produce in night the phenomenon of day, to send a thought in an instant around the world, to heal or to slay at a distance, to give our words universal success that they may reverberate everywhere. I believe it was from Morals and Dogma, at least my opinion, that this is where George Lucas got the concept of the Force.
Wow.
Because he also goes on to say that this Force can be used both for good, it can be used for evil.
Okay.
When you look at what they had done, and I think a lot of this is connected to even the Watchers in Genesis 6 and all that Steve Quayle has done. In fact, I'm going to be able to be with them in a conference here in Branson in September. I'm excited about it.
You know, we're going to be there too, by the way. I just, people don't really know. I'm not sure how many listeners know about that, but we're going to be down there as well. So.
Now I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is going to be fun to see you, meet you, you know, see you in person, but.
What they've done is they knew the watchers were going to be released at the beginning of the 20th century. So they embedded three things into the philosophy of humanity in the 19th century. One was something called evolution. Very, very pagan. The second one was eugenics. And it's actually in the family because the guy who introduced eugenics was the cousin, I believe, of Darwin. And then you have Blavatsky introducing spiritism. And it's actually from her writings that they envisioned the UN. But all those came together in a perfect storm in Nazi Germany. The women of Rill began channeling these beings from an alternate dimension. It played into their concept of Hollow Earth and began giving them advanced technology. Nazi Germany was head and shoulders above the entire planet technologically at the beginning of World War II. They had jets. We still had, our fighter planes were still prop planes. They invented the TV. They invented so many different things. Mm-hmm. But they knew there was something more. And the women of Rill, the four things that they used to try to learn how to master this force was they used mind-expanding drugs. They used meditation and mental exercise. They used yoga, very important about awakening the Kundalini spirit. And they learned to channel sexual energy. Now, that's something you don't normally talk about in Christian company, but we need to understand that every aspect of the occult is about harnessing and channeling sexual energy. Even Freemasonry is built upon Egyptian sex magic. We had an explosion of it in this country in the 1960s. It was called sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yep.
And so all this was coming together, and they're still learning, and I think there's the esoteric side of things where they're learning how to tap into that force and how to increase it within society. And just look at the day after the inauguration of our president, what went on with those women that were supposed to be having a march for their rights. It was very profane with many things that they were doing, even the way they were dressing. You can't even say over Christian television what their pink hats represented.
Right.
It was so vulgar because within them is churning this iniquity force so that it could begin to try to empower what they're doing. That's why our prayers are so important. That as we pray, as we begin to ask God to forgive them of their sins, to plead the blood of Jesus over them, and to begin repenting for our nation, it pulls the plug on their power source. And now instead of everybody following it saying, oh yes, they're right, everybody's saying, this is the weirdest bunch of garbage I've ever seen in my life.
It's true. Yeah, Dr. Lake, I was on the phone with Steve Quayle earlier this week, and this is right after I did a video where I referenced that Sea of Humanity, the Women's March, and the protests thereafter. I made a tongue-in-cheek reference, or at least that's what I said to Steve, calling them Amazonian. And that was a reference to, a tongue-in-cheek reference to a cultural thing, comedic cultural thing. But having said that, he kind of stopped and he said, you know, ask Dr. Lake about that. Because he said, I was recently talking with Dr. Lake about just this very topic, and you mentioned Steve Quayle, and then you mentioned this women's march for the inauguration. So, yeah, what are we seeing here with this Amazonian group of women? And what did I miss when I referenced them as being tongue-in-cheek Amazonian?
Well, whenever you look at, even with the Watchers, one of the very beginning of sorcery, and this goes back to the Book of Enoch, which is a pseudepigrapha book. It was actually written maybe a century or two before Christ came. It was very much a part of their eschatology and their understanding of the way things work. in it, it said that the Watchers taught their women sorcery. That's the, that is the beginning point. They taught them how to tap into this force, and it's even, connected, to the soul tie that they had with these fallen angels that allowed them to increase in it. I know that, Bill Snevlin talks about when he went so high up in Illuminati, that he had to marry and consummate the marriage with a fallen angel. And it changed him completely. Even changed, I believe, his RH factor on his blood, which is supposed to be impossible. But the occult is a matriarchal system. Biblically, God's way of leadership is a patriarchal system. In fact, in Isaiah tells them, listen, as a part of a curse, if you leave the ways of God, women and children will lead you. There, you know very well, there's been CIA white papers on how to manipulate societies, and they found out that women are more apt to tyranny than men, because you push a man in tyranny so far, and he'll raise up to fight against it to protect his family. But what better way of disconnecting a woman from a mother's heart than to convince her that she can go ahead and that baby's not a baby, that she can kill it on the altar of convenience, the altar of Molech. Molech was the god of prosperity and the god of pleasure. And in those acts, it's disconnecting the woman from her heart. And that's part of what you were seeing in the vulgarity. In that protest was, these women have been disconnected from their heart, and they've been connected to the iniquity force that is surging through them. And there were things that I considered oxymorons going on, that here you have half the women going topless and saying we have the freedom to do that, and the other half were saying, no, we need to come under Sharia law.
Yeah.
And no. If you were doing the other in Sharia law, they would cut you to pieces. And so it's like there's no connection to reality, because there's this high on the iniquity force that's going on in their lives. And we're going to see it with Black Lives Matters. And from a believer's point of view, I'm to the place to where I don't see race, because I understand Genesis 6. There's one race, the human race. Now, if you start showing up and you're 9 feet tall and you have 6 fingers and 6 toes on each hand and foot, that's a different race. But the color of a man's skin does not say he's not, it's that we're not a different race. We are a variety of one race, just like there are a variety and different colors of roses. And when all of us begin to function in the kingdom of God the way that we should, it becomes this wonderful bouquet of beauty before the Lord. And each one of us have our own distinctives Almighty God put there so that we could enhance one another. And the enemy wants us to divide us up and to get us pitted against one another, because if we'd ever come together, we'd come against him.
Okay. It is, and just to take what we saw with respect to these massive women's marches, I look at this as more of a almost like a Hail Mary by the globalists, or I'm not sure, an end around by the globalists, based on the based on our reprieve through Trump. I'm not even sure if I made sense with that, but it's almost kind of when a stream hits a rock, it's got to go one way or another, and the march kind of went that way, or at least the march reflected this different tactic or this adaptive tactic of the globalists. I don't know. It is,
and I guess what just so blows me away is you have all these white people getting mad at everybody else that they're white.
Yeah.
But yet it's done by white leaders.
Exactly.
You can even look at the last time I checked, now it's been a while, so this may have changed, but the head guy for Black Lives Matters, is his salary is paid by George Soros.
Yes.
And the man does not have a dark tan, okay? In fact, he's a Nazi collaborator, and then they're calling everybody else Nazis. They're pulling out every stop, trying to see what sticks, and trying to see who they can sweep up in the power of this force they're trying to generate. And the only thing that's going to stop it is not a military force, although, you know, the cops are doing their job and the military is doing their job. But man, if we start doing our job and start praying over these people.
That's right.
And they're not going to get traction.
Well, exactly. And folks, what I really love about Dr. Michael Lake, his works, is we you know, Steve Quayle comes on, Russ Dizdar, Paul McGuire, so many luminaries in the Christian book field. His books, The Shinar Directive and The Sharif Imperative, kind of tie all of those together. And this really, both, you know, the Sharif Imperative is an advancement from the Shinar Directive, but both really are tactical manuals for God's remnant in the last days. Folks, we'll be right back. Give us 3 minutes. Stay right where you're at.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in this community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.